This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. So, class, I was working on this hay wagon, and it's 81 years old. It's been outside. Some of the hubs have been rusted, and we cleaned it all up. But when we put the wheels back on, they wobbled a little bit. The wheels did not set perfectly against the hub. And that's because the wheel bolts didn't tighten properly because they were rusted. So we bought this set of tools from AutoZone. Now, you can rent it. Now, I don't know why they call it renting. We borrowed it. We borrowed this tool set many times, but maybe twice, three times. And we decided that it's so important to have it, we bought our own set. Same set that AutoZone lets you borrow. And it's called a thread restorer kit. And what it is a set of taps and dies specifically made for the sizes of lug nuts and studs and wheel bolts that are metric and SAE, both. It's a complete kit, and it will restore the threads. So what happens is, over time, there's rust, and somebody might not put the cross-thread, the lug nut, and booger up the threads, and just doesn't turn smoothly. So what I did was I got our thread restorer kit, and you can borrow this at AutoZone, O'Reilly's, put the deposit on. It's a $105 kit. And I always take care of these tools. When I'm cutting threads, restoring threads, I use lots of oil. Okay, I might use used engine oil, but I put drops of engine oil on all the threads, wipe them off, get all the dirt off, and then I use the tool, make sure that I do it by hand so I can feel how the threads are being restored. So I restored all of the lug bolts with the thread restore die. And then I'm working on the hubs, and I'm restoring the threads in the cast iron hubs, of which there are five holes that these lug bolts go in. Lots of oil, lots of cleaning. I put cardboard down to catch the oil that drips down. And it might take me an hour and a half to get them all right, perfect. But that's what I want to do. And then I use a wire brush during the process to make sure that everything is as clean as possible. And when I put it all back together, I know it's going to work fine. So that's a kit you may end up needing if you find that the threads on your wheel studs are boogered up, or you need to clean up the lug nuts. Now, of course, you can buy new lug nuts, but if you want to clean them up, this kit will do a great job for you. It might be a good idea to have a vise, because you can put the die in the vise while you thread in the lug bolts. That's what I did. Lots of oil. So that's the process, and that's a really great tool. But you don't have to buy it. You can rent it. So if you're only going to use it once, you certainly don't want to buy it. But if you're going to use it more than once, which we do, you might want to buy it. And it comes with a lifetime warranty, whatever that means. It means that it's probably guaranteed as long as they feel like replacing whatever breaks. So if you use oil and you keep the tools lubricated, it should last a lifetime if you're careful with it. So that's one really good tool. It's called a thread restore set. Now, they also have for borrowing a torque wrench. You can buy a torque wrench or you can borrow it. You put the deposit on it. And we always use a torque wrench when we tighten the lug nuts or the bolts that hold wheels on. Always. Because if you don't, you can bend the wheel. If you bend the wheel, it's really hard to get them straight again. Kind of like impossible. Which means you'll probably be buying a new wheel. So what we do is we thread on the lug nuts on the studs of a wheel by hand. We put a socket on there and, you know, we'll start it with our fingers, then put a socket on it, turn it up until, well, so that it's hand tight with just our fingers. And we'll put all 5 or 6 or 8 of them on there. And there is a pattern for tightening lug nuts. And it is, you start with 1 and you get it hand tight. Then you go diagonally across. And you get the next one, hand tight. Then you go diagonally across to another one, diagonally. And that is how you do it. And then what we do is we'll use a torque wrench and bring it up to about 20 pounds, 20 foot-pounds. And then 40, and then 60, then 80, then 100. Now, you need to look up what the specs are for your particular vehicle, because based on the type of metal the wheels are, based on the diameter of the lug nuts, you'll have different amounts. We lubricate them with either copper coat, which you can buy. It's about an 8-ounce jar. It's pretty expensive, about $20 or so. Maybe it's even more now with the new numbers that are coming out from Washington. But it's copper dust mixed with oil. Or we use red grease, just a little bit of red grease on the face of the lug nut and the threads. And the reason we do that is so we don't wear out the lug nuts and so we don't wear out the threads, because we rotate our tires all the time. I mean, we rotate our tires a lot, probably every 5,000 miles. So, and who does that? Well, we do, and we'll wear out the lug nuts. But there's a risk. If you do that, and if you don't torque the lug nuts or the wheel bolts, and you lubricate them, they can back out, and you can lose the wheel. So don't do it. Don't do what I do, just because I do it. I've been doing it for a long time, probably since the 60s, when my grandfather taught me about it. Back when grease had a label that said Esso, E-S-S-O, which is now Exxon, ExxonMobil. But he taught me about putting grease on the lug nuts because they won't wear out, and they won't get stuck. They won't, you know, rust in place. By the way, when you get lug nuts, you can get the ones that are open on the end, where you can see the stud, or you can get the ones that are closed. If you get the ones that are closed, they're less likely to rust in place because the salt is kept out of the end where the threads are. Think about that. So if you have a choice and you're going to buy them, I think you ought to get the ones that are closed-ended. And, you know, one day we went to AutoZone, and we needed one lug nut, one, because a vehicle came in here, this was many years ago, vehicle came in here, had 4 of the 5 lug nuts, one was missing. So we wanted one, and we took out, when the counter person brought out the lug nut, we weighed a matching one to the one that he had, and we said, what else do you have? Because we want them to be the same weight. He said, no one's ever done this before. No one has ever asked us to have lug nuts that match the same weight as their other ones. Nobody does that. Now, why would we do that? Because if we do that, the wheel will be balanced. If we don't do that, you can't balance the wheel because the lug nuts, you might have 4 lug nuts out of 5 that weigh the same amount and one is heavier or lighter. So the wheel won't be balanced. One other thing, and Arjun's on the line, one other thing. You know those, when I was selling auto parts a long, long time ago, back when I was about 17, and, you know, in the 70s, actually, early 70s, maybe even late 60s, a guy came in and he wanted to buy tire valve extension extensions. And what they are is if you can't put air in your tire because of a hubcap being in the way, you can get these little extensions. And he wanted the ones that were metal. I don't blame him. But they weighed about an ounce and a half. And I said, do you really need these? He said, well, I'd like them. It'd be a little easier to put air in the tire. I said, yeah, but if you do that, you're going to put your wheel out of balance. So never thought about that. So the answer is you can get the lightweight plastic ones. I mean, they're not as good. But they won't put your wheel out of balance compared to these nice, fancy metal ones. That can. So these are the kind of lessons that are in 5-Minute University that just flat out are not taught in school, right? Arjun, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Good to talk to you.
Hey, great talk. Great being with you, Arjun.
Yep, likewise. So the thing is that, like, I was actually researching about kerosene smell, and actually I tried placing a pan on the kerosene heater this morning with water, and some people, they were suggesting that can reduce the smell of kerosene, you know, like once you shut it down, then the thing is that, like, this kerosene heater, it produces, it's like 23,000 BTU heat. And so the thing is that, like, I have to shut it down often, and I'm just experimenting with it. And, like, when the winter comes, then the thing is that, like, then I will have to shut it down quite often. And when you shut it down, then the thing is that, like, the smell will come. So to counter that smell, there are some liquids that you will have to buy, but I'm not going to buy them because they are just added cost. I tried with the water, you know, like just placed a pan, water in the pan, and just in a room, and you know, like, still I saw, like, there was kerosene smell was still coming. So this is one thing, like, I was wondering that, like, if that smell is coming, can it affect your health in any way? I understand the carbon monoxide thing. I will try to keep the window open a little bit and everything. So just if it can affect your health in any way. And another thing is that, like, I watched the sun yesterday. So, you know, like, there is a tree in front of the house, and, you know, like, it's far off. And then there are two trees in the back of the house. So now the thing is that, like, from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. I saw the sun was shining on the part of the roof where I can reach. So that is actually 5 hours. So the thing is that, like, if we are, and I'm not going to put any holes in the roof. I'm going to stick the solar panel if I buy it and everything, as you suggested, you know, like, when you do the holes in the roof, you know, like, the water will leak, you know. So I'm going to stick it out. So the thing is that, like, if I have a sunshine, and, you know, like, today I will research more. I have to step on a stool and, you know, just watch the sun, you know, like, and, you know, like, today I will monitor after 2:30 p.m. up until, like, it sets, where the shadow of the tree will fall, you know. But from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., it's just fine. It's not a problem, but it's complete 5 hours. And this 5 hour of window, if you think if this is beneficial, would this be helping out, you know, like, would this be sufficient enough for the solar
All right, I've got some thoughts. We're going into a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll talk about solar panels. We'll talk about 5 hours. That's about right. That's about what we get here at the farm. And it's a good start. It's a good start. So I think this might be worth pursuing, and you can pursue it as an experiment as well as the beginning of
life
your solar.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so Arjun called in from West Virginia. He's a USA Prepares instructor. He had some questions about heating, and he is proactive because he is concerned about heating for this winter. As Dr. Shealy would say, good on you, and I think Gwyneth would say the same thing. So to answer a few of your questions, number one, if you smell kerosene fumes, it's not good for you. One of the things I was going to talk with Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren about this morning, we ran out of time, but was that if you have a gas stove, this would be propane gas or natural gas, it doesn't matter, the fumes from that cause asthma, and the fumes from that can cause cancer. So that's a petroleum product, propane, natural gas, and so is K1 kerosene. So if you smell it, it's not good for you. That's why the warnings say when you're using a kerosene heater, make sure you open a window. That's why when we talked last week, I recommended that you consider a circulator type kerosene heater, one that vents outside. So one that you have a firebox, and the fire is inside a closed area, lets air in it to from the room in order to complete the combustion process, but the exhaust goes outside. Okay? That is really the best setup. Now, it's going to be more expensive, and you have to figure out how to do a flue, and it's a little less efficient, but it's way safer. So I would suggest that would be a great way to go. And where you live in West Virginia, it's pretty cold, and a heat pump If you were to just say, well, let's go get a heat pump and run that on electricity, you'd be dependent on the grid unless you had a large solar system. But the heat pumps don't work below 25 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, if you're at 24 degrees Fahrenheit or colder than that, heat pumps are really, really inefficient. They just flat out can't take heat out of 24 degree outside temperature and pump heat into the house by getting heat from outside. It's hard to do. And, you know, physics just seems to be true all the time. So that's a hard nut to crack, making a heat pump work in really cold temperatures. Okay, so that being the case, unless you have a ground source heat pump, and that's using maybe 55 to 60 degree water as a heat exchanger. So back to your system with the kerosene. It's a pan of water is not going to help. The pan of water is to add humidity into the air so that if it's more humid in your house, I'm not talking about raining in the house, I'm just talking about a little bit more humid than it would normally be. The idea is we feel a little warmer if there's more humidity. So it makes us feel like it's warmer than it really is. That's what this pan of water is all about. So if you see wood stoves with a pan of water on top to add humidity to the room, it's because the heat dries out the room. The pan of water puts humidity back in the room, and you feel warmer than you really would feel otherwise without the water. That's what the water is all about. Now, going to the solar system, I've been thinking about your situation, and if you have 5 hours, I think that's wonderful. Is this, and if you put it on the roof, I'm with you. I agree, putting holes in the roof is crazy because it's just the first place you'll have a leak. And then, of course, you have to get on the roof to fix it. But the good thing about putting solar panels on the roof is they're harder to steal them. Now, if you have neighbors that like your solar panels as much or more than you do, they might steal them. That's something you need to think about. And Kathy called me last week, and she was telling me that there's a new kind of theft, which is solar system electronics. They'll see the solar panels. They kind of leave the solar panels because they're hard to carry, you know, quickly run down the street with a 3 foot by, you know, 6 or 7 foot panel, and they weigh about 100 pounds, so they're hard to carry them and run quickly. But what they're stealing is the electronics. They're stealing the charge controllers. They're stealing the inverters. And I guess they're selling them on eBay or some other place or, you know, porn shop. So I don't like the idea of the roof, but it depends on where you live. So you're going to have to figure out, would any of your equipment be stolen or damaged? And you're going to have to be the judge of that. But I think that it sounds like you really want to try the solar system. And I think it's wonderful. And electricity is going to get nothing but more expensive. So it's probably a good thing to pursue. Do lots of reading before you jump into it. Lots of reading, ask lots of questions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The newly named special master in the President Trump versus the Department of Justice documents raid at Trump's Florida home directed the attorneys to appear Tuesday in a courtroom of the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse, 2 p.m. Eastern, for a preliminary conference. 8 million Japanese people have been ordered to evacuate as Typhoon Nanmadol slams across Japan. Government officials in Japan told national broadcaster NHK that the level 5 alert, the highest on Japan's disaster warning scale, was called for as it's raining like never before. A strong earthquake struck southeastern Taiwan on Saturday evening, collapsing a house and interrupting rail service on the island. Taiwan Central News Agency said the 6.4 magnitude shallow quake was centered on the island's eastern shore. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my... When you go to DC,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Arjun's with us. In West Virginia, George is on the line in New Hampshire. Arjun, so when you asked me last week about buying a whole kit, you know, solar system kit, there are pros and cons with that. The way I look at it is when a kit is made, it's generally not as good as if you were to select individual components yourself and make the right choices. What happens with a kit is everything is compromised. The panels, solar panels are compromised. The charge controller is compromised. But it's easy. It's easy because it's in the box. It's all in there. So I prefer to do it the hard way. I prefer doing the research and the reading and building it myself. And that's what we've done. So at our place, we built our own solar rack out of used pallet shelving, heavy, heavy metal shelving, the kind that they use at Home Depot and Lowe's and the lumber yard, and, you know, lumber department, where it's really, really strong shelving. That's what we did, and we cut and welded it and modified it and put some piers in the ground and bolted the rack to that. So it turned out to be a really good rack. No problems whatsoever. The wind hasn't taken it down. It's stronger than anything I've ever seen on the Internet. And I've got some pictures of it to put in 5 Minute University. But in terms of building the right system, you need to figure out exactly how many watts you need. How many watts do you need? And that's where that kilowatt meter comes in. You need to figure out how much does the refrigerator use? Okay. So what you can do is that kilowatt meter, you can plug it in to an outlet and then set it so that it will give you a time measurement of, not instantaneous, it'll do that too, but you can say starting, and you write down the time. You say, okay, I'm going to start it at noon. And I hit the button on the kilowatt meter, and it'll say how much electricity I've used in a week just on that refrigerator. So that'll tell you, and then you can divide that by 7 days and get a pretty good average as to how much electricity your refrigerator uses, because you're probably going to want to have your refrigerator running on that solar system, right? Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right, that's what you need to do. Now, the lights are easy. You know, LED lighting, it hardly uses any electricity at all. But what you might want to have that microwave oven fire up. So how often does that go on? Maybe 3 times a day, 4 times a day, if you're working at home. And how long is it on? Well, it's probably on, if you're going to just heat up a cup of coffee, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 50 seconds. So that's not too often or too much. It'll use a lot of wattage for a short amount of time. Okay, so 1 minute, it'll use 1,000 watts, for example, or 1,300 watts. But you need to have the battery bank that can sustain that kind of a load. So I'd suggest, you know, do some more reading, get other people's opinions, go to forums and see what other people have to say. But, you know, some of them don't know what they're talking about. You know, some people, if you go to a forum and you say, I got this problem, what do I do? They'll say, oh, yeah, go to a mechanic or call a professional. That's not what you want to read. You want to learn how they've done it. You want to look at examples. You want to look at pictures, images, and figure out the best way. So what else can I do to help you?
This is pretty much it, and thank you very much for the responses. And, yeah, I mean, like, I will keep on researching, and yeah, I mean, like, it was good to talk to you, and I will have George come on now.
Wonderful. And you know what? We can talk offline, because I'm sure you have a lot of questions. I'll be glad to do it. Just call me whenever you want, and probably in the evening would be the best time. I'll be glad to help you. And if you find some links that, you know, you're considering, you can send me the links. I'll review them, and we can talk about it. How about that?
Yep. Sounds wonderful. Thank you very much, man.
You're very welcome. That was Arjun. Arjun is in West Virginia. George in New Hampshire. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
It's great to hear your voice, George.
Same here, friend. I know you want to get on to the solar panels, but I collect kerosene heaters. I've played with them, and I've had fun with them, and I've actually heated some structures with them. And I can give you some quick tips if you'd like. I'm sure you're knowledgeable about them, too. But I know that the Japanese, for instance, at least up until a few years ago, they said 50% of the households over there, they don't have central heating. And what they do is they heat their homes to a large degree with kerosene heaters. But they made very good kerosene heaters, but the problem was the average American did not want to read the instructions and learn how to properly care and maintain and run them. And this culture is also very lawyer-ridden and too happy. So to a large degree, they've stopped bringing in the Chinese, and what you're left by default with is more often than not Chinese coffees of mixed value.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. And what we find is the Chinese products, generally speaking, if it takes 10 steps in order to make a Chinese to make a product, the Chinese can do it in 9 steps. They'll leave out a step, maybe like a step priming the metal before painting it. They may paint it before, like wheels. They'll paint the wheels, and then the paint will just flake off because they forgot to prime it. Or they thought, heck, those dumb Americans, they'll never know that we didn't prime it until after they buy the wheels. And then the paint flakes off. Or if it takes 100 units of material to make it, they can make it with 90. You know, thinner, lighter, cheesier, more prone to break quickly. So you're absolutely right. I'm with you. And, you know, one area is deburring. You know, I like products that are not designed to cut me. I don't like products that are designed and quickly manufactured that don't have that deburring process that takes off the rough edges that will cut the end user. So I find all those things wrong with Chinese products. I just flat out hate them. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, and I'll only take a couple seconds, but so I built a whole house solar system. And what it is it's outlets on a star configuration, meaning it starts at the uninterruptible power unit. And it radiates out from there to a lot of rooms in the house, including the studio. So right now, the studio is being powered by a solar battery bank, which is fed from the sun. And it goes into an uninterruptible power. So if something happens, if the sun blips or we run low on current, this UPS, uninterruptible power, will switch so quickly that the computers won't recognize it, and they'll just keep going, and I won't get knocked off the air. Well, it stopped working. It stopped working because it's a 1,000-watt unit that I'm using currently. I measured the current, the full load, 650 watts, 645, 650 watts, which is way below the 80% maximum load that I would normally put it at. So if it supports 1,000 watts, the most I'd want to bring it up to is 800 watts, but I'm only bringing it up to like 645, 650. So it's well within my conservative specs. The socket in the uninterruptible unit, made in China, and they all are, melted. It melted at 645 watts. That's what I'm talking about in terms of Chinese junk. And it stopped. Mrs. Finelli said, "Hey, Vin, you know, the router's not working. The power that you use to power the telephone, the landline phones, it stopped working. None of the computers work. None of the television screens for videos, they don't work. The video player doesn't work." I said, "Well, it's easy. It's the UPS." But I thought the UPS battery had worn out. No, it was actually a socket that I plugged the whole house into that failed on the UPS. So, anyway, the bottom line is, these Chinese products, they're laughing at us. They are absolutely laughing at us. So, George, you're collecting kerosene heaters. The Japanese ones are the best, but still they have fumes, and still you have to open the window, and still it's not quite as good as having a contained firebox with a flue outside, right?
Yes, but a lot of people for financial insurance are just where they're living. Are limited in their choices as opposed to getting like a wood-burning stove or like they do have ventless propane heaters, which, you know, like you say, I think, like I say, the fumes, but you know and I know, no matter what you use, it's worthwhile for people in the audience to invest in a battery-operated carbon monoxide detector and put it in a place where there isn't much of anything around it, where it can basically access the air pretty easily. And this way an alarm will go off if you're going over a certain amount of healthy, CO2 levels, carbon monoxide. And carbon monoxide kills more people a year, I would think, than people might realize. And I'm sure that during wintertime, especially, they'll find newspaper articles where they'll find a family passed away because They didn't open the windows. They didn't have a carbon monoxide detector. And sometimes it could be something as simple as an exchange chamber in an oil-burning furnace having rotted away and having holes in it. So in the exchange chamber, where the carbon monoxide should be going up the flue, it's actually mixing with the air and going through the vents in the house as well. And that's why it pays to have a qualified professional look in, check, and maintain your furnace. Go ahead, Vincent. I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And, you know, it's getting worse. I asked our son to pick up. We have a 26-foot long gooseneck trailer, two axles. And I asked him to go to this place that saws lumber locally. They cut trees up and make boards out of them. And they have a lot of bark left over, you know, slabs that they take a round tree and turn it into a square and make boards. And they have a product that very few people used to want, and that was the bark. Now they sell it to charcoal companies, and they sell it to companies that make wood pellets, and they ship it. They take our trees, and they ship it to Europe. So we're cutting down our forests at record rates, and we're shipping our wood products to Europe because people are in a panic because they're using pellet stoves now because Russia cut off their natural gas. So there's some really damaging effects that are happening. People think that, well, it's over there in Europe and doesn't affect us. And so what if Putin cuts off the natural gas? Well, it's affecting our trees. It's going to take 75 to 100 years to grow them back because the Europeans are going to freeze this winter, so they're buying our wood sawdust and it's being made into pellets. Well, I bought some, asked them to pick up some slabs, sides of these trees. They used to be $10. For about 2,000 pounds. That was before Joe. Now it's $40. It went up 4x since Joe's been in the big house. The reason for that is because I know for a fact that everything related to fuel oil, heating oil, natural gas, propane is going to go up in price. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You just heard Teddy Anderson talking about free speech. And we have free speech here at GCN. Now, my policy is at USA Prepares is slightly different. It's free speech, except if I think that something is wrong or harmful, I can't allow it. So during the early days of COVID, I believed that COVID was real, and I could not allow people to say that it's fake and fraud, okay, and to use their term, BS. So other than that, and I insist that we are ladies and gentlemen on the air, and no profanity, which means we're ladies and gentlemen, and we speak the truth. Other than that, it's free speech here at USA Prepares. So while other outlets say that they're free speech, they're not, and I can prove it. Because I'm the most fired guy on radio. I've been fired at least 7 times. At least. And it's because of my positions and things that I say and things that I refuse to say, meaning that COVID is fake and fraud, to use their term, BS. It's not. It's real. Members of my extended family have died from it. That being the case, I wanted to share with you, I said there are 12 words. And George is with us, and I'd love to hear his reaction. So I've been thinking about these 12 words and how to say them that's not too inflammatory, because this is going to frost some people. So be it. It's a question. It's 14 words now. It was 12. Here it is. Quote, is there a relationship between smart devices and dependability, knowledge, trustworthiness, and independence? End quote. Is there a relationship between smart devices and dependability, knowledge, trustworthiness, and independence? So there are 14 words. And what I'm asking is, the more smart devices a person might have, does that Does that relate to dependability or lack of dependability? Does it relate to more knowledge or less knowledge? Does it relate to trustworthiness or lack of trustworthiness? And is a person more dependent or independent based on having more smart devices? That's the question. And I said that it would dramatically impact how you look at people. So tomorrow, it's just going to be, I think it's just going to be May tomorrow. And I'm going to be teaching tips from a five-minute university, the way I have been doing today. A lot of interesting tips that you're flat out not going to learn in school. Tools that you ought to consider, you know, borrowing or owning. Ways of doing things. And I'd like to hear from you tomorrow what your thoughts are on the relationship between smart devices, dependability, trustworthiness, independence, and knowledge. George, you have any comments about that?
Well, I have noted one was a relation to my wife's side of the family, someone who spent most of his days playing video games and whatnot, and his mother didn't seem to care, and unfortunately the father wasn't around. And I noticed that I hadn't seen him for a while. And then one day, we decided to meet up at a diner. And I was talking, we were having a conversation all around. And this young man was probably about 20 years old now. And he you know, he works for UPS, and he has an assistant manager's job. But I noticed there seemed to be a disconnect about him. In other words, if there wasn't playing something in front of him with the screen and all the activities, his mental pattern seemed to work that for him to engage with just normal conversation, for some reason, it would seem as though he had a shortfall, okay, for want of a better term. And then one time I volunteered for an information booth a few years ago, and a New Hampshire, major New Hampshire newspaper writer called and started asking about the information booth, and they had moose tours upstairs where they'd take people to view the local flora and fauna, especially the moose, the largest deer in the world. And basically, the same thing. I'm not saying she was a very nice person. She wrote a very nice article, but I noticed I referred her to the supervisor, but she wanted to talk to me, and I said, fine. I gave her what information I could. And then I noticed that after she called the supervisor and she wrote the article, the supervisor called me and said, you know, she's a very nice person and all that, professional. But unfortunately, she did not, it didn't seem like she actually knew how to carry on a conversation to a large degree, just in normal, in other words, if it was through emails or electronics. So it's almost like we're looking at a hybridization of emerging of human beings and machines with mixed results. I don't know if that answers the question, Vincent. But
it absolutely does. It absolutely does. I didn't want to bias you, but tomorrow I'd like to talk more about that with you, class. And that's what I'm finding as well, George. Exactly what you said.
Are you
exactly
sure
what you said? So,
Vincent,
we got to run. We are out of time. We're out of time. George, thank you so much. Arjun, thank you. Class, I'll see you tomorrow. Just me.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.